There's a story in Rolling Stone magazine, interview with Billy Joel, who turns 70 years old on Thursday. And they asked him, you know, with all the success of, you know, classic rockers and people having movies made about him, would you ever consider a movie made about you? And he said, I don't think I have the backstory that would make a good movie. And John and I both argued that, I don't know, you married and dated numerous supermodels, had all kinds of worldly success and ups and downs and car crashes and drinking problems and everything. It sounds pretty good.
He toured with Elton John for a number of years. Yeah. Just the Elton John stories would
Those
be good.
Would be
sure.
Good.
Yeah, he's got enough.
And so we had an alphabetical gathering of all a bunch of classic rock bands, and we went through them, and just yes or no, if on the surface you think they'd make a good movie. We left off at Kansas.
Yeah, now we decided Kansas was no.
That was
Kansas,
a no.
Kansas is a no.
The big opening at Labor Day weekend for the Kansas movie is probably not getting a lot of theaters.
But now, you know, if it was done artsy, if it was like a black and white type movie.
Yeah.
No, still not. No.
Everybody gets an eye patch. It's in 3D, but you only get to watch it with one eye.
No, no.
I think Kiss would make the Kiss movie. I mean, there's... There probably is a Kiss movie, and Gene's probably yes. I think that would be great.
Yeah, I would think Kiss could be a good movie.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course. Skynyrd. They're trying.
Oh, they've been. Yes, yeah.
Well, they're trying. Artemis is trying to get that one movie.
He made it. I thought he had made it. He's just trying to get the right to release it, right? Isn't that the case?
Mountain. He's only got one leg.
No.
Probably not. No. Motorhead, The Life of Lemmy.
Yeah.
I think that's a movie.
Yeah. Now, it might not have as much appeal as Queen. It might not be as mainstream as Queen. But
I think
it
would be interesting.
Yeah.
Just from the Mole's perspective.
And that would be the name of the movie. Just from the Mole's perspective.
That's right. Mole Cam. Yeah. Everything was shot from the Mole.
Behind the Mole.
Neil Young. We said Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and that's a yes. But Neil Young on his own, I think you have to be a pretty hardcore Neil Young fan to go sit for a couple hours and watch the Neil Young story.
Yeah, I don't know. But boy, that Crosby, but when you put him in the mix with those other three guys, that would be a great movie.
Yeah.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, especially. And here they are now.
Fighting and hating.
And they're mid and upper 70s.
All
and
the arrests and the drugs and the broken legs and bones and everything.
Right. It's not a happily ever after movie.
No. Ozzy.
Obviously.
Yeah. The Police.
They used to fight on stage. I don't know if there's enough of a thing.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know. I love The Police. I don't know if it's a box office movie.
No.
Okay, you got the Queen one. Stones.
Obviously.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, the big keep on loving you at the end, tearjerker.
No.
You know, when the band gets back together and they bring back the original drummer.
No. Oh. And God bless them. These bands that we say no to, they should be thankful that, you know what, we were able to get through our careers without a lot of crap, you know, without a lot of tabloid stuff.
I would geek out on a Rush movie, but I know nobody else would. Santana. I don't think so.
No,
I don't think it's going to go.
I don't think so. Although, he did. You know, just all those big festivals he did. You know, he could do a. He should do a 2 hour or an hour long
documentary.
He should do a documentary on Woodstock, Live Aid, US Festival. He's one of the few guys to have done all those.
I'll throw three at you, and you tell me if any three or four of these, if any, hit. Steve Miller, Styx, Supertramp, or Talking Heads.
What would you roll? Well, the Talking Heads, they did a concert movie.
Yeah.
But a movie, it's no.
Steve Miller, Styx.
I love Steve Miller, but I no. Steve
Is there
Miller,
a movie? I mean, I
no,
don't know.
There's no. There's not a movie in Steve Miller. There's not a movie in Styx. And there's not. Who was your first one?
Well, Steve Miller, Supertramp was in there too, and Talking Heads.
I don't think there's anything in there.
I think maybe what we know now about Tom Petty, that could be a movie.
God, this movie is so sad. Yeah, it would be so sad at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had his heroin struggles, right? Yeah. We didn't know a lot about that stuff until he put that book out a few years ago.
And then the traveling Wilburys part and all that, that would be kind of interesting to see how they put that
together. Yeah, you know, right. His relationships with Roy Orbison, Bob Dylan.
Stevie Nicks, all kind. You could bring in all kinds of spidering off there.
Yeah, and he had a rough upbringing, too.
Yeah. I think we all voted on Van Halen. How about the Who?
Sure.
Yeah. Vanilla Fudge.
No.
Yes, and ZZ Top.
No on Yes, but what about ZZ Top?
I don't know. I watched the interview with Dan Rather with Billy Gibbons, and it's interesting. Yeah. It's not a movie. Yeah.
It's not a movie. it's not a movie. But the next great one is, we're hoping it's this Elton John movie. Now, is it this month?
I think it's a couple weeks. Memorial Day weekend, I think. Rocket Man.
I'm hoping that's the one to go.